This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now, news of online dating. Match Group, which owns OkCupid, Our Time, Plenty of Fish, Match.com, and Tinder, said this week it's going to partner with a nonprofit called Garbo to eventually let users do criminal background checks on potential dates. There's going to be a pilot on Tinder later this year, obviously to uncover histories of violence or abuse. But perhaps just as obviously, there are some privacy concerns here. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
This move is all about safety, according to Garbo founder Catherine Kosmidis. The idea is that before you go on a date, as long as you have a first name and a phone number,
you'll see someone's arrest data, conviction history, orders of protection, all public records and reports, especially around the reporting of violence.
But with all that data just a few clicks away from a dating profile, some privacy experts are concerned about accuracy. Michelle Richardson is with the Center for Democracy and Technology.
Yeah, it's really an admirable goal. The question is, are things like criminal records a good proxy for whether someone's violent? And the problem is that they are not.
A lot of intimate partner violence never gets reported in the first place. Plus, there's a lot of discrimination in the criminal justice system. Garbo founder Kosmidis says the platform will leave out low-level traffic violations and minor drug crimes. But, says Karen Levy, who teaches information science at Cornell,
you know, arrests are racially disproportionate for all kinds of crimes, right? Not just drug crime.
Levy says it's easy to understand wanting to know whether a potential date has a history of violence. What's harder is determining where one person's right to safety infringes on another person's right to privacy. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.